Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about bat chats. Trace and I have been talking about as we prep for the episode, and I told her, I'm looking forward to recording tomorrow because I like to say bat chat. Bat chat with Trace and Amy. So I'm going to say it as much as I can work it in today.
It feels like we need a whole other podcast.
Bat yes! I just said that it's everything you need to know about bat chat, and that is a lie. It's a very small section. Scientists at Tel Aviv University, actually neuroecologists, I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow.
Yossi Yovel and his colleagues used a machine learning algorithm to decode the squeaks of Egyptian fruit bats, the kind of squeaking that they do in their roost, to find out what they're saying to one another. Like, is it purposeful? Is it just like, here I am? So any early predictions?
My mouth is hanging open. I'm sorry. So like we're translating bat language?
Yeah. Like Rosetta Stoning this stuff.
Oh.
Except with they're like, let's plug in these dolphin sounds. And this is very sci-fi to me. It's like an episode of Phineas and Ferb, actually.
I always wonder, though, when we do playbacks, you know, and it'd be like, and if the bats are going, why are they talking about going to the bathroom while eating a fig? You know what? What is happening here? Okay, so I don't know. I'm completely open-minded. Hit me with it.
Okay, so they used this machine learning algorithm originally designed for recognizing human voices. So this is a great transition. They recorded a group of 22 Egyptian fruit bats, which are Rosettus aegypticus, and they did it for 75 days. So 2.5 months, all recording all the time. 22 fruit bats.
Ooh.
And they use this modified machine learning algorithm to, they say they fed it 15,000 calls into the software.
Wow.
And they analyzed it and they related it to what was happening in videos to determine if certain calls could match certain activities. And they immediately found, it seems like, that not just random noises. They were able to classify about 60% of those calls into 4 categories.
Wow. So like alarm call, hungry call.
You might think. Yes.
No. Yeah.
No. 75% of the calls have to do with personal space disputes. So number one type is they're arguing about food. So
okay.
that totally makes sense. Number two, they have an issue about their position within the sleeping cluster. They're pissed about.
Okay. You're on my toes. You're on my toes, Beatrice. Get off.
Exactly. Number three is the Me Too call about males making unwanted mating advances. Get back, buddy. Also a personal space issue for sure. Like, wow. And number four, when a bat argues with another bat, sitting too close.
Wow. Okay. All right. So personal space.
Yeah. It feels like a sitcom from the 50s.
So these are all recordings, though, that are done in the cave, right? And so...
Yeah. Yeah. So they're at home.
It isn't... You wouldn't have... alarm calls or here's where the food is calls. This is all when we're at home and we don't tell people about that kind of conversation.
Yeah, they're the bickering Bickersons at home. And here's a very cool thing. They have slightly different versions of the calls when they're speaking to different individuals within the group. So like I would talk to you. If I told you to pick up your shoes, I would say it differently than I would say it to my family. And they saw that within this group. So isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Pick up your damn shoes. Would you mind moving your shoes?
Hey, in our house, we like to leave our shoes by the front door. Can I do that for you? Yeah. Yeah. So they could tell that difference in the bats. And besides humans, only dolphins and a handful of other species are known to address individuals rather than like broader group communications like our sneeze voting.
The wild dogs.
The sneeze voting wild dogs. This is a big group thing. But these are like talking specifically to each other.
I kind of wonder, though, if we're just thinking that this is particular animals because we just haven't done the study like this kind of thing, right?
Certainly. Yes.
You know, is that also happening in other places, but we just don't have them? Like, you can't just set up microphones out in the savannah, but in a cave, you know.
Yes, they're in this nice cloistered environment, which is wonderful for recording, and it's got great acoustics. And it would be interesting if they could figure out another way to do that with a larger group. Yovel and his team do want to investigate more about this with bats in particular. They are kind of curious. Do the little bats, are they born knowing this? Do they learn it over time while they live in the colonies? How does that work? And how do they communicate outside the roost? Like you said, like, do they have, it seems like they must have some sort of danger call and some sort of like, hey, the fruit's great over here. Or like, maybe they lie to each other. No, nothing over here.
Oh, this is terrible. This is so terrible.
Yeah, they do that dad thing. You wouldn't like this.
That might be poison. Give me that.
Yes. Yeah. So that's Bat Chat with Trace and Amy.
Oh my gosh. I love everything about that. I love that it's like, I have a headache. And please stop touching me.
You're crowding me. I told Chris last night, I'm like, I might be a bat because everyone is too close. Why are you breathing so much while we sleep? And, yeah, I'm a terrible person.
So what you need to do is get a recording of Egyptian bats. And then, you know, you can just like hit the play button at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Or in the kitchen when everybody's around and everybody just automatically backs up. Yeah. I like that idea.
That's adorable. I love everything about that. Thank you.
Me too. I'll never see bats the same again. Those cute little fruit bats.
No, right? I want them now to rig up a little bat harness and slap it on them because I need to know out in the world if...
Yeah, what's going on there? What's the chat like there?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Yeah. Do they bicker at home and unite when they're abroad, or are they bickery all the time?
Maybe, because I was just thinking, I wonder what the percentage of things that they didn't know.
Yes, 40%. They were able to classify 60% of the calls.
Ah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, so 40% was the computer didn't figure it out. So there could be something there that's a little bit more intricate, or it's just their random I'm here chatter.
Yeah, or they're gossiping. Oh, I want them to be gossiping so much.
Me too.
Hang upside down and they've got their little leathery arms wrapped around and they're just like, did you see how her hair looked when we were outside today? Oh my God.
That's definitely the next animated feature film. Please, please.
Trash talking bats.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Please. And hit those little stars. 5 would be nice. That would make me very happy.
Yeah. My daughter tells us that we can be micro influencers.
We can.
If you keep liking. Yeah. Yeah. That's a thing. Get us there, people. We would like to be micro influencers.
I want to influence on a tiny, tiny scale.
Yes. Me too.
That would be cool. Okay, so do that. And then check out our Instagram for science and history. Facts, pictures, sometimes reels. Also, our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.